party coming up in about 7 seconds.
Five.
Just
four,
remember that we love you.
Three.
Hola, mis amigos. This is El Hoodie, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears.
Wayfarm's WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have one and don't need it, and it's a Macintosh 2019 or newer, please email info@wgxc.org for more information. Thank you for your contribution.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Stephanie Monsou in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
It's the end of another gorgeous, bright blue sky day.
There aren't too many like it left until next year.
You're getting a small and sacred moment alone, dipping your feet in the pool, turning your face to the late day sun like a flower.
The light is still so warm, but the breeze carries just a little chill with it.
A tease of the cold months to come.
You watch it send a fallen leaf across the surface of the water.
You stand up and dive in.
The water is perfect.
It's taken all summer long for it to drink in the heat, and now it's just right.
Almost like it knew this would be your last swim of the season.
You smell a hint of sweet smoke on the air.
Someone's just lit up the bonfire.
And you hear a voice you know and love with all your heart calling your name.
And telling you to come on inside. Get warm. Dry off.
The party is just getting started.
At the Love Motel. Welcome, lovers and listeners, to the Love Motel. We're your stop on the freeways of the radio for love songs and love advice, and we're so happy that you've pulled in to spend the night with us. I'm your host, Honey, coming to you from the base of the San Gabriel Mountains in Los Angeles.
And I'm your other host, Donna, chiming in from the valley of the Catskill Mountains in Athens, New York, where we all have to finally admit it is fall. There's some end of summer blues for sure, but fall is my favorite season, and so many others' favorite season here for a good reason. It's just drop-dead gorgeous, and so far it's been nothing but sunshine. What have we got in store for our listeners tonight, honey?
Tonight on the Love Motel, we've got a letter from someone whose work is getting in the way of things working out. With the ladies, that is. And of course, as always, until the end of time, we'll be playing some of the best music to ever come out of your radio.
Remember, if you have a question for us or want to dedicate a song to someone on our next show, you can do all that anonymously at thelovemotelradio.com or by DMing us at the.lovemotel on Instagram or by calling our secret hotline, 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568.
We miss hearing from you, so don't be shy. Write in, join us on the air, and we won't tell a soul who you are or where you're calling from.
So, honey, should we get right into it?
You mean cue up some incredible songs to get the vibe just right before we try and tackle some serious matters of the heart?
You know just what to do, baby.
Are on the track.
There's a new dance that's going around. When the hits start flying, you gotta get down. All the young people
horses are on the track.
They've been doing it down at the zoo, and I can show you here's what to do.
you gotta have your say.
Welcome back to the Love Motel on WGXC or wherever you're picking us up from tonight. If you're looking to talk about all manner of amorous ailments and achievements and listen to some absolutely top shelf music, you're in the right place.
That's right. I'm so proud of this little love shack we built together on the airwaves. And it feels like my calling to stand behind its front desk with you, Donna. As always, I miss you in the long month between each episode. So what's been on your mind lately?
Well, the other day I was catching up with some friends who are also parents. And they were talking about how their children, who are all close in age and getting a bit older now, are dealing with their burgeoning and ever-changing baby social lives. I think we all remember how some friendships are a bit volatile when you're little. Because, of course, when you're that young, you're growing and changing so rapidly. And on top of that, you're learning how to socialize for the very first time. You're figuring out what kind of friends you want and what kind of friend you can be, what behavior bothers you, and what behavior turns your peers away from you. It's gotta be such a confusing time. Big feelings, but without the experiential language to express to yourself or to anyone exactly what's going on. But anyway, it got me thinking about how excruciatingly difficult it is to try and gently communicate your hard boundaries to someone, even for full-grown, emotionally experienced adults. Or, to say it very bluntly, the absolutely awful ordeal of having to tell someone you don't want to hang out or go out with them. Turning down a hopeful romantic, icing a one-sided friendship, it all sucks. And it can make us feel like bullies even when we try to be gracious. I'm very grateful that I haven't had to go through this in any of my recent history, but all the times that I have still feel sore all these years later. Why is it so hard in practice even when we know what to do on paper?
Ugh, you're right, it is so hard. And the older I get, the harder it gets too, for so many reasons. I feel like I have even less of myself to give these days, both emotionally and logistically. I barely have time to see the people I love, and even less time to do the most important thing that makes me, me, which is sitting alone in my house and getting to know myself again after a week of work that takes it all out of me. So I find it so hard to wedge a meet-for-drinks obligation into an already overflowing calendar. I don't really have a solution. Ghosting feels rude, but laying out how I really feel seems unnecessarily harsh. But then again, life is so short. Too short to go on a date that you only feel lukewarm about, or to make time for people who don't fill your cup. I guess there must be a simple response. I'm sorry, but my calendar is just so full right now. I don't think I can commit and don't want to reschedule on you repeatedly. And then we leave it at that?
I think you're totally right. I guess the best we can do is imagine ourselves on the receiving end, and with that perspective in mind, try to be as kind as possible. There isn't one solid script for these interactions that we can all follow. We certainly don't have the answer, even if there is one.
And I think we've all been there, probably on both sides of this. So, let's shake off that yucky feeling and turn up the volume on some tracks that only make us feel oh so good.
It goes up while occhi tuoi mi hanno fatto innamorare.
Love Motel, and we're freshly back from another stellar song block.
Well, what now, honey?
Don't forget, we've got that letter from a listener to read.
Oh, sure thing. We heard from a listener who's going by Broke and By Myself, and they wrote,
"So, there's a fine woman I'd like to talk to, but I'm hesitant because I'm 31 with a bad job, Little Caesars. The last time I was talking to a woman and mentioned where I worked, that time it was Krispy Kreme, all relationship momentum died immediately. I am actively searching for better work, so should I just wait and hope she stays single until I find something better, or take my shot now?"
Thank you so much for writing in, Broke and By Myself. I'm sad to hear that you're feeling like your job is cramping your style. In a perfect world, there is not shame about any rung you occupy on the ladder. Or really, in a perfect world, there is no ladder at all. But we have this world, and in this world, there are many, many amazing women. And a whole lot of them don't care about what you do for work, because they know that you are not your work. So I say, don't wait, shoot your shot. And while you're at it, try and dissolve that shame you feel about how you make your money. Confidence is way sexier than any job title. Lead with who you are as a person, not with who you are on paper. I can understand the feeling of being ashamed of a service position at an older age, but none of us should be. If a job pays the bills, there's nothing wrong with it, especially if you get to bring home free Krispy Kreme donuts. And anyone who's worth your time will be excited about what you're working toward, not where you're working now. This woman is not the last fine woman, so go ahead and take that chance. Hopefully she'll see past your employment. And if she doesn't, well, there will be other fine women who catch your fancy when you land that better work.
That's great advice as always, Donna. You know, if our worth as a person or as a partner is judged by the company name in the upper left corner of our paychecks, well, those are some pretty precarious parameters. Any one of us, anywhere on the career ladder, could lose our jobs tomorrow for any number of reasons. The only thing worse than having a job that you don't really care about is having no job at all and watching the bills pile up. Or, on the flip side, you could land the job of your dreams tomorrow, and that still wouldn't change who you are as a person, which is what should matter to someone who's deciding whether or not they want to build something with you. Some people are defined by what they do. Their work is their life, and it's important to them. Others see work as just a way to pay the bills, and what defines them is all the other stuff they're into. Their hobbies, their interests, their set of little special things that mean the world to them. If your gig at Little Caesars doesn't mean that much to you, lead with all that other stuff. That's what that fine woman should know about you. And if you have big career ambitions that you're working towards, that's important for her to know too. She just may want to stick around to watch you rise. And like Donna said, if she doesn't, you'll find someone else to bring along for the ride.
Ugh, perfectly said, honey. Is there something in that stack of 45s over there that might make Broke and By Myself feel a whole lot less by themselves?
I think I can dig out one or two tracks that'll make them feel a whole lot richer.
She like a queen, and I My story, and I'm sticking to that. So let's have another drink and let's talk about the blues. Blues is about dignity, it's about self-respect. And no matter what they take away from you, that's yours for keeps. I remember how it was, how every medium, the TV and papers and radio, and all those people were saying, you're on the scrap heap, you're useless. And I remember how easy it was to start believing that. I remember how you'd hear people take it for granted that it was true, just because someone with an ounce of power said so. And that's a problem now. Too many oddballs, too many pocketbook psychologists and would-be philosophers with an axe to grind. But there's a solution. It's not easy, but it's a matter of coming to terms in your heart with the situation you're in. A matter of choosing how things go for you and not having things forced upon you. There are plenty of forces against you, forcing you against your will, your ideals. You've got to hope for the best, and that's the best you can hope for. You've got to hope against hope. I remember something Sal Paradise said. He said, the city intellectuals of the world are divorced from the folk body blood of the land and are just rootless fools. So listen, when the smile, the condescending pat on the back comes and says, we're sorry, but you're nothing, you've got nothing for us, and we've got nothing for you. You say no, and say it loud. No! Remember, people who talk about revolution and class struggle without referring explicitly to everyday life, without understanding what is subversive about love and what is positive in the refusal of constraint. Since people have a corpse in their mouth. We'll be right back.
at the time.
It always flies by so fast.
It's the only bad part of these nights. It hurts every time when we have to tell you we're closing on up until next time.
But we'll be back next month. And until then, you can catch up with us anytime in our audio archive at thelovemotelradio.com.
And you know we love hearing from you, so don't be shy. Write into us and be part of our next show on our website, on Instagram at the.lovemotel, or by calling and leaving a message at 857-DIAL-LOVE.
We want to put your voice on the air and play you a song that's just for Y-O-U.
So, we'll see you here on WGXC or wherever you might be listening to us in just a short while.
Until then, don't forget,
love is in the airwaves.
I never had no regrets, boy. Not for nothing I've done. I owe the devil some debts, boys, and paid them all up but one. And I don't even regret the living that I'll be leaving behind. I've gotten weary of searching, something I couldn't find. I'm going down to the shade by the river one more time and feel the breeze on my face before I die. I'm gonna leave whatever's left of my love to the losers and bend me down and kiss the world goodbye. Come to lucky and loving, I never had no complaints. Never said I was evil, but then I wasn't no saint.